Anderson Boulevard, Anderson.
It's time to be proactive about underage drinking. Here are a few helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Understand that your child is growing up. This doesn't mean a hands-off attitude. As you guide your child's behavior, also try to respect their growing need for independence and privacy. Lock up and keep track of alcohol in your home so it's not a temptation to underage youth. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Wakefield Automotive has built a reputation of trust with its loyal customers for decades. Their family-owned business loves helping the upstate save. Now they have the Wakefield Family Promise. Even with new vehicle shortages, you will never pay over MSRP for your new Buick or GMC. Get the best price on your new Sierra, Yukon Envision, or Encore GX, and the excellent service you expect from them. So don't pay a big markup. Experience the Wakefield Automotive Family Promise and save. Visit us today at 300 West St. John Street in Spartanburg or at wakefieldauto.com.
SDC Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Gamecock Will on the phone lines. I'll get to you in a second. You want in 864-650-9008. Let me tell you about First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. And, you know, look, these people are the best in the industry. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. How about this? Happy New Year 2023 from First Class Hall. New year, new perks. Introducing a limited lifetime warranty on parts. So here's what you do. Go to the website, firstclasshall.com, and click on that red checkbox and find out more about that. Drive with confidence knowing you have nationwide warranty coverage on your vehicle. Nationwide when serviced at First Class Hall. How about this? All locations right now, First Class Hall Extreme Winter Inspection. Be ready for the extreme cold winter temps. Only $99.95. Includes battery, charging system, starting system test, coolant freeze point protection, corrosion test, check the brake fluid, moisture corrosion test, winter wiper blade condition, operation, windshield washer operation, top off with washer fluid with extreme blue minus 32, and I haven't given you half of it. So take advantage of that. You do not want to get stranded in cold weather. All locations, free roadside, First Class HALT roadside hazard with free get free warranty coverage with any tires purchased from First Class Haul in the month of January. Book that now. How about this? Headlight restoration, regularly $152.95, now just $99.95. Be confident on the road at night, all locations. Now, this Michelin deal, you have to act right now. Via a Visa reward card or virtual account, when you buy a set of four new Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires, you can get up to $120. How about that? Via Visa reward card or virtual account on this deal. You have to act now, though, because this deal expires tomorrow. Three locations, Anderson, Greenville, and the Cherrydale location. The Anderson location is going to be relocating. We'll tell you about that soon. And right now, you should know that, let's talk about finance. Did you know that First Class Haul offers financing options? In February, we'll be announcing some new changes. Learn how you can take advantage of them at First Class Haul. You'll thank me later. All right, to the phones. Gamecock Will. Gamecock Will. How are you, Will?
I'm doing good, Will. How about you?
Good, bro? Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it. I'll get in my predictions before the game starts. I know you like it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm going with Joe Burrow, then I'm going with Debo. But I'm picking Debo to go to the Super Bowl win. I want Debo to win the Super Bowl ring.
Well, I understand what you want, but is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's a star of the show going to be. So I think Debo's the man. He's going to prove it in the Super Bowl.
Okay. All
right. Before the reason I called, now I know everybody was against Beamer from the get-go, but, I mean, first year, no quarterback. We won.
Well, let me ask something. Were there days that you called in where you were expressing major doubt about Beamer?
No, I have faith in Beamer. Okay. I didn't like Muschamp. Okay. I'll be honest with you on that. I hated Muschamp.
All right.
Remember
all right.
I said...
No, he came over the train, remember?
Yeah, I know that, but I think there was a time where it seems to me Will was Beamer negative,
too. Not me. I was Beamer all the way.
All right.
I said wait and see. I did say that, but...
Okay. See, now we're starting to guess.
Now he's the real deal.
Yeah, all right.
But as far as how do you think this past year would beat Tennessee and Clemson? I know we lost in the bowl game, but we didn't have all the Jimmys and Joes. But as far as our recruiting now, how do you think Beamer's recruiting right now? I mean, he's taking players from Clemson and Georgia. So how you feel?
Well, look, I think he's done a good job. I mean, I don't know about the taking players thing, but I think he's done a good job in really every area since he's been there. He's brought a lot of life to the program. I think that. He's a friendly, more outgoing guy. He still has a chippy side, but everybody does. And I think he's, I don't think there's any question he can recruit. So, look, I think things are looking up for the program.
Well, I mean, it comes down to Carolina, Clemson, and Georgia, and they're picking South Carolina here lately. So
no.
You got to give Beamer credit where credit's due. I mean,
I was not in favor of that hire, but I have said basically all along that since the hire was made, that I think the guy's doing a good job. I mean, I underestimate him. So far, so good.
As far as I know, Clemson hired Mr. Riley to beat Carolina this coming year. You know, and try to go to the playoffs, but I don't think that's going to happen either. You know, because I feel like Beamer, he beat Clemson last year. They got to come to Carolina this coming year.
Let's be honest. If you had hired Lincoln Riley, you would have been ecstatic. Or Garrett Riley, excuse me. You would have loved that move.
I like a move right now. I mean, I ain't got nothing against our offensive coordinator.
Okay.
But, I mean... I think really right now he's building a championship team right now. And I believe within 2 years we'll be playing for the SEC championship. Mark that down, Ramona.
Within 2 years?
I mean, within 2 years that we'll be playing for the SEC championship.
Where's Georgia going? Just out of curiosity. What about?
Georgia's losing too much, Walt. I don't care. Kirby's not Nick Saban. I mean, I don't care what nobody says. Florida's, they ain't there yet. Tennessee's, they getting there.
Georgia, wait a minute. Georgia lost 15 players to the NFL last year and just won a national title.
Yeah, but they're losing all the rest of them now. So.
Okay. So the
Beamer's building something. I'm telling you right
Georgia,
now.
Beamer's building something, but Georgia isn't.
If Georgia's always going to be there as long as they ain't going to be there every year.
I'm not so sure about that. I think maybe they are going to be there every year, but we'll see. You know, look, they lost the whole body of their team last year, losing 15 guys and went on to win a national title. Now they're going to lose their starting quarterback. You know, we'll find out whether that prevents them from winning a national title. But I'll tell you one thing: don't let them right back in the picture this year, this coming season, with Beck or whomever, and win another national title.
I mean, we got Rattler. We got Wells. We're getting lost.
Yeah, but those guys aren't staying forever. I mean, this is it. I mean, you could have one more year with those guys.
Yeah, but Georgia, I mean, all of them ain't coming back either. So
they won the national title 2 years in a row. Will, I mean, you're not talking about two programs are on the same level, right?
They're not going to win it every year.
Okay. Well, like no, they may not win every year because, you know, Ohio State may win it 1 year and, you know, Southern Cal might win another and Clemson might win another. But you're not at that point yet.
What about
Tennessee? I know you beat them this year, but you're not at all worried about Tennessee either?
Yeah, I'm always worried about Tennessee. But okay. Bottom line is, but the bottom line is 2 years now, you're going to see South Carolina, Alabama, and the SEC championship.
2 years, 2 years, South Carolina and Alabama in the SEC title.
I mean, why not?
Because Georgia will be playing LSU in that title.
Saban ain't going nowhere. You might want to hang out at too, Georgia fans. So.
Yeah. I don't think Georgia's afraid of Alabama anymore.
I don't think Saban's scared of Kirby Smart either.
Well, you know, look, Saban is in his mid-70s, okay? So you're not going to be able to keep selling Saban.
You said this before out of your mouth, Walt. You said James Williams hadn't got hurt, Georgia wouldn't win last year. Ain't that what you just said a few weeks ago?
Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
But so, that happened, and if you look up the records, it says Georgia won the national title. And injuries are a part of it.
Well, just like I said, South Carolina's building a championship team. Spurs done it before, Beamer can do it again. So okay. It's coming.
All right. So South Carolina for the SEC title in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. As far as Clemson goes, everybody keeps saying, well, what about the last 7 years? Beamer is 1-1 against Dabo right now. Okay. Forget about Muschamp. So right now they're 1-1, head on head. We coming, Dabo.
Will, nobody does a better job forgetting about things that don't favor your perspective than you.
Nah, they love living in the past. That's what Clemson fans do.
Oh, my God.
Ask Paul from Henry.
Okay.
Ask Paul from Henry. He knows all about all that.
All right, Will.
I want to say one more thing. I get off there.
All right, one more thing.
Y'all need to leave Paul alone because every year everybody's wanting to get rid of Brownell. Then he has 1 year wonder. Then after next year, you got Tyson leaving, PJ Hall leaving. We'll see what Brownell does next year. So
I think you're seeing it right now. I think that they're loaded with young talent. And oh, by the way, Paul came correct when he called in the other day. So you don't want to make that argument.
Anyway, y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Will. You too. Enjoy all your fantasies.
What was he saying about Muschamp? That's a long time ago.
He was basically saying that none of those losses count. He said Clemson fans live in the past, but none of those recent losses count because those are Muschamp. Will has his own unique spin and way to basically disconnect from anything that doesn't favor his perspective. So we'll see how all that works out for him down the line. I think South Carolina is getting better. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think that Beamer's doing a really good job. Will might be jumping the gun a little bit, though. Perhaps as usual. Mikey in Westminster, I'm coming to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. How about that, Ramona? We're going to Mikey in Westminster in a minute. We're going to tell you about Westminster Vision. If you or anyone you know are looking for a simple, easy way to tighten facial skin, Westminster Vision now offers Tempsure Envy. This is a gentle, drug-free treatment that helps regenerate skin collagen, which can help reduce fine lines, puffiness, even dry eye symptoms. Gift certificates are available. Call for an evaluation, 654-4141, 654-4141, located right next to Publix. Westminster Vision's fully independent with over 30 years' experience. We believe in friendly, personal, professional service, large selection of designer eyewear and sunglasses, including Oakley, Costa, and Silhouette. We have our own eyeglass lab for fast, accurate eyeglasses. All are guaranteed. We offer new advanced dry eye therapy that may reduce the need for drops. Evening and weekend exams available, most insurance accepted. Trust me when I tell you this. I don't care where you've gone for your eye care before. When you go see Dr. Coppola, you will never go back wherever it is you've been going. Because you're going to realize the distinction between where you're going presently and Dr. Coppola. You'll know in a minute of his presence, the guy is a friggin' genius. Trust me, when it comes to eye care. Really, just a smart guy, period. 654-4141, 654-4141. Go see Dr. Coppola and Westminster Vision. You'll thank me later. Mikey in Westminster, I'm coming to you on the other side.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
Get a leg and thigh dinner with fixings from Bojangles for just $5.99. It's bow time.
Listen up, Clemson fans. Hatflow Company is now selling official Clemson-licensed leather patch Richardson hats. These hats are hard to find, so get yours today downtown Clemson at Mr. Knickerbocker or Tiger Sports Shop. You can also buy online at hatfloatco.com. Look great at the tailgate, on the water, on the field, or around town with an official licensed leather patch Richardson hat from Hatflow Company. They also make great gifts for the Clemson fan in your life. Hatfloco.com. Get yours today.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit clemsontigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson men's basketball team
On the road tomorrow, they will be in Tallahassee, Florida, taking on the Seminoles of Florida State. Clemson 17-4 overall and sitting atop the Atlantic Coast Conference with a 9-1 record. Florida State at 7-15. They are now 5-5, though, inside at the ACC and are playing some really good basketball here as of late. Now, this will be the 82nd meeting all time between Clemson and Florida State on the hardwood. Florida State leads the series 46-35, and in Tallahassee, they have a commanding 26-8 advantage in the series. Now, Clemson, one of the things that they have done well has been field goal percentage defense. Matter of fact, they lead the ACC in that category, giving up just 39.2% from the field for opponent shooting. That is the best since the 13-14 season, when Clemson, led by ACC Defensive Player of the Year KJ McDaniels, led the ACC that year, holding opponents to just 39.5% from the field. Airtime for us will be 4:30 along network lines with a 5 o'clock tip-off. Myself and Tim Beret will have the call. Hope that you can join us. And as always, go Tigers!
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Varsity, where in Atlanta you can get a hot dog, but in South Carolina, you get sports talk. The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's all over but the shouting. It's all done but the deed. It's all healed but the hurting. It's all taken but the heat. All over but the shouting. It's all gone but the need. She let me be all alone and discarded.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. I just saw something about above me about James Dolan doubles down on something. I would love to know. Oh.
Yeah, what is that?
On facial recognition tech at Madison Square Garden threatens alcohol ban at upcoming Rangers game and probed by New York Attorney General. I don't know. I honestly don't know. James Dolan doubles down on facial recognition tech at Madison Square Garden. For what? To control what? I mean, this is a guy who's had the posters stripped from people and taken away when they were anti-Dolan. Had those people booted out of the arena.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, James Dolan is you know, like one of the worst owners in the history of sports. Someone's saying the policy may violate New York law. I don't know. I don't know the... I don't have enough info. I don't know the intent of the facial recognition software. I'm not... Sure. You know, used to be able to just go to a sports event and run it. Now, apparently, they're going to have a facial recognition software. What are they going to do? Try and pick out the person who had the sign the last time?
I don't know. Now I understand facial recognition.
Yeah, I'm confused by what the end game goal is.
I understand what that has to do with fans at a game.
Yeah, well, apparently to Dolan it does in some fashion or another. I don't have enough info on it. Gilstrap has been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the Upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the Upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, tell them I say it's how it works. 864-269-1232. Online, gilstrapproofing.com. Back to the phones. Mikey in Westminster. Mikey, good to have you, Mikey.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Walt.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
All right, I got some maybes for you for the Carpets Championship.
Oh,
oh no.
Mikey's Babies theme song. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, with Philly and San Francisco, I mean, you got a rookie quarterback. And I think it's a lot to ask. I think only six rookie quarterbacks have ever made the conference finals. All six have lost. No rookie quarterback has ever made the Super Bowl. So, and I mean, props to Shanahan for everything he's done with San Francisco. He made Matt Ryan look like Peyton Manning. Took Subway Jimmy to the Super Bowl, and then he took Mr. Irrelevant to the NFC Championship. So you got to give him his props for that. But I think it's a little much to ask for Purdy. I don't know if Krispy Kreme makes a mediocre filling for a donut, but Purdy's like a mediocre filling on a really good-looking donut. Everything around him looks great, all the skill positions, offensive line, defensive line, but I just don't see him being able to pull this one out. So I'm going to go with Philly minus the 2.5.
All right.
And then I'm going to take the over on the 46.5. That seemed a bit high to me, so I'm just going to go with the over. I think maybe Philly wins like 31-21.
Wait a minute. See, this is how you get yourself in trouble there, Mikey. It seems a bit high to you, so you're going to take the over.
Right. I mean,
okay.
I don't know.
You're employing a opposite theory.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think it's like 31-21. Philly wins.
Okay.
And then with the Cincy game, I'm going to go Cincy plus the 1.5. They always play close games. The last three with Burrow and Mahomes, I think this one will stay close, maybe Cincy 27-24. And I'm going to go with the over, the 47.5 of that game. I know it'll be cold in that game, but I think both quarterbacks will be able to score enough to push the over.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, Burrow showed last week he doesn't really care about the cold.
Right. So, those are my picks, and you'll have a SEC quarterback Super Bowl and with Burrow against Hurts. So.
All right. Any basketball plays, Mike, or is that it?
No, not today. I haven't had a chance to look at them.
I like it, Mikey.
I appreciate it.
I like it, Mikey.
Thank you.
I'm staying away from the totals. I honestly, if anything, I might go under in the Philadelphia thing, but I'm not touching the totals. I think the totals are ballpark right, and I'm not fooling with them. But I am going on those same two sides. I have Philadelphia and Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm well. I hope you are, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Appreciate you getting in.
Listen, I'm going to talk a little Clemson basketball before I move on to the NFL. Yeah. You know, we're going down to Florida State tomorrow, and I know you know, still missing some players and whatnot, although I think our guard might be back. And you know what worries me? This Clemson team is just not good at anything except winning basketball games, specifically in the ACC.
What do you mean by
also,
that?
Also, on the road.
Wait.
I'm not worried about it. I think we're going to go down there and beat Florida State's brains in.
Okay. I'm worried about it. I'm worried when you lose the only three guards in your roster with experience. You know, I want to see if Chase Hunter plays. I don't know that yet. But what did you say before that? That Clemson's basketball team is. I'm trying to get what you said before. Did you say they're not?
Yeah, we're not any good at anything except beating other basketball teams, specifically in the ACC, and more importantly, on the road against bad teams. You can say what you want. Florida State is not that good a team to me. They're better, and they are better than their record, much like Virginia Tech. Well, what do we do with Virginia Tech except beat them twice?
Yeah.
So I think we go down there and take care of business tomorrow. Besides, this is one of those teams we can't lose to. Not if we have, you know, visions of winning this conference.
Well, again, until the Miami game, they had been playing much better basketball. They were above 500 in the league. They had just gone to Pittsburgh, a tough place to play, and had pretty much handled them with relative ease. So, you know, they've been playing better until that Miami game. Miami just shot the lights out in that game. I'm not sure that just wasn't sort of a fluke, but I do think there are things that Clemson can take advantage of against Florida State. But, you know, there are concerns. The injuries continue to mount. The depth continues to shorten. Dylan Hunter's going to have to play a ton of minutes. If Chase Hunter doesn't play, Dylan's going to have to play a ton of minutes. He's going to have to stay out of foul trouble.
Right. On to the NFL.
All right. On to the NFL.
Look, I don't think people understand, because I've watched these teams. I've watched Philadelphia for years and years, even when Andy Reid was there, lose playoff games at home. And Kansas City, what, they've made it to two Super Bowls. How many playoff games have they lost to Kansas City? Quite a few, as I recall. Now, that doesn't mean that'll happen this weekend. Both of these teams are evenly matched. And I tell you what, a weakened Mahomes with an injury there, he's not 100%. I'm not going to go against the Bengals. And the 49ers with that defense.
No concerns that whole Cincinnati offensive line is beat up?
They didn't look like they had a problem last week.
Yeah, but they you know what? They sure look like they had a problem the week before. Buffalo was a really injured team. And Cincinnati had not run the ball on anybody in 6 weeks. And Mixon ran for over 100 yards in a snowstorm just by going straight ahead. And Buffalo was really compromised up front. Kansas City has Chris Jones up front. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I mean, I also pick Cincinnati, but I am more worried about it than you, because I think that O-line is a bit of a shambles right now. And again, I think we always look at the last thing we saw and we ignore the total picture. But the week before, when Cincinnati was playing at home against Baltimore, they couldn't gain a yard. I mean, they had 200 total yards of offense.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true, but after getting away with that win and then winning like they did last week, I think they got their mojo.
All right, we'll see.
I think San Francisco's better off with Purdy in than anybody else they had. So, you know, I don't think.
Well, I would agree with that, too. Yeah.
I guess that's why they lace them up, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend, Walter.
Ed, take your phone in for some minor surgery. Rory and Anderson. Rory, how are you, Rory?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good, Rory. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate you taking my call. I just left Degenerate Central.
Oh, yeah, Degenerate Central.
I make the Friday vigilance there every Friday.
Yeah.
And we always talk about you. But anyway, I'm going to tell you why I like the 49ers. And the reason why is I think they're going to be able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think their defense is better. And I think the 49ers put together some long drives and hold the ball and score points on their drives. And I think they take it to Philly. They got a little bit more playoff experience. And I'm going to leave it with that, Walt. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Roy. So Rory, going with the 49ers and thinks they're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. Tony before going with the Eagles and thinks they're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. I think the line of scrimmage is going to be hotly contested in that football game. I'm not sure that dominate is going to be a word that we're going to come away thinking about either side, because I think both sides are so tough. I think those two teams in the trenches on both sides are just nasty. And so, I expect a war there. There are enough questions in both these games. These games are fundamentally in the toss-up category. So there are enough questions for both of these football teams, I think. I've heard now from both sides of the equation about dominance in the Eagle-Niners game up front. I'm just not sure we're going to see that. I think we're going to see great players competing up front. I'm not sure one side's going to dominate the other. If they do, they'll win. But I wouldn't be surprised to see that deal sort of a push up front. On both sides. I think those two teams are really good in that area. And this experience at quarterback thing. I think normally it matters, but how much experience does Jalen Hurts have as well? He's not played a ton. He's played more than Brock Purdy has, and he did have the experience of getting drubbed in a playoff game against Tampa a year ago. But I don't know if that helps him or not. I think the difference in those two teams is that I think Jalen Hurts' ability to run the football is going to prove the difference. And that's why I took Jalen Hurts as an anytime touchdown score in the game. I think Hurts scores at least once in the game on the ground. Let me tell you about W.O. Canty. A water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water into the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contributing to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks won't get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, limited warranties, and financing available if needed. Cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors and windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949, or visit their website at cantycanfixit.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. One more segment. You can get in if you want. And the number is 864-650-9008.
Have you heard that the IRS is hiring thousands of additional revenue officers, which will result in an increase in audits and levies? If you owe delinquent taxes, these changes will cause you more stress and unwanted misery. Be proactive. Start today. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve those taxes before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Do it today and rest easier tomorrow.
Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com. And with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard, you can get the gear you need.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American-made, engineeredsleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are the Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Love Sweet Caroline, so good. You know, Tezra says, is Rory drinking and driving? No, he's drinking and rockpiling and gambling. Wait till you hear what James Dolan, what James Dolan is using.
I didn't get a kick out of that when I saw it.
Wait till you hear what this guy's actually using facial recognition for. It's a thing of beauty. Tennessee Duke, welcome back, Tennessee Duke.
How you doing, Walt?
Good, good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, absolutely. Three quick topics, and I'll get off for another caller.
Yeah.
On the playoffs, I'm pulling Bengals, and I think Philadelphia is going to win the game. I would rather San Francisco win it, but because I'd like to see Bengals and San Francisco in the rematch, but from a long time ago. But so that's kind of my feel. And I think the Bengals are actually going to beat Kansas City again. I mean, Kansas City couldn't beat them with Mahomes healthy, so I don't know how they're going to beat him when he's not healthy. I'm just not sure how they expect him to beat him if he can't beat him when he's at the top of his game. I mean, the only
thing I want to just keep throwing out for consideration, I know no one's paying any attention to this at all because the only things we ever focus on are quarterbacks, but that Cincinnati O-line is still a mess. I mean, they got four injured guys, and I know it worked last week, but it didn't work at all the week before against Baltimore.
Well, I said the same thing, but after last week, I'm like, it wasn't like the, you know, it was a close thing. Bengals absolutely dominated the Bills.
Yeah, because
last week.
They ran straight ahead in a snowstorm, and Buffalo was really injured up front. And I don't know how much to read into that. I mean, when Joe Mixon's done nothing in the prior 6 weeks, nothing. And now we're going to put him in the Hall of Fame because he rushed for 105 yards against Buffalo. And I mean, honestly, look, here's the thing. Those guys, Mixon wasn't touched. His yards before contact was like 3, which is higher than anyone had all year. You know, and so...
I think P-Ron's a better back anyway. And I mean, I love what he does out of the backfield too. But I think the Bengals are going to win. And I actually think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. But that's just my pick.
Okay.
The second goofy thing is that, and you know, I, everybody's kind of been talking about it. I can't believe the Panthers hired Frank Reich. But that doesn't make sense to me. But anyway,
why?
I wanted to get.
Why? Because I actually think it's a great hire.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
That's shocking to me because I thought he had the opportunity to do a lot with the Colts, and it progressively got worse while he was there
because their quarterbacks progressively got worse. I mean, when you're down to Sam friggin' Ellinger, when your owner is instructing you to play Sam Ellinger at quarterback, you don't have a chance as a coach.
Yeah, but wasn't he part of helping bring those guys there?
He was part of bringing Carson Wentz in there, but Carson Wentz actually had a pretty good season. I mean, he was trying to fix the quarterback situation with duct tape. And so he brought Wentz there, and Wentz actually played pretty well. He played terribly in the one playoff game, and that's all ownership. That's all Ursay cared about. Ursay blew a gasket and blamed it all on Carson Wentz and blamed it all on his head coach. And I think Frank Reich is one of the more respected coaches around the National Football League. Coaching circles.
Well, I don't want it to sound like I'm bashing Frank Reich, okay? Because I liked him initially when he came to the Colts, and he was a good quarterback, offense court. If he was a coordinator, I don't remember if that's what his job was previously, but I don't know. It just seems strange to me since he was, you know, he kind of progressed. Are regressed at with the Colts over the years, but
I think you can track that regression right to the people who were playing quarterback. You know, they tried to duct tape that whole situation with first old guys and then guys who have no business in the league like Sam Ellinger, and I think Reich took too much of the blame for all that, and I think Chris Ballard screwed him up too. I think Ballard is.
Oh yeah,
I think Ballard's shown enough that he should be fired. Quite honestly,
absolutely. Last quick topic, Walt. I'll take this one offline. Yeah. The Tennessee basketball team. Give me your two thoughts on one. How good do you think they can get to? I think they're pretty good. They're very deep.
Yeah.
But the with Barnes tinkering with the lineup a little bit, do you like the lineup with Ziegler playing point or coming off the bench better? Not, I'll take your comments on that one off there.
Yeah, thank you, Duke. Appreciate the call. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen enough of the post-Ziegler change, but, you know, Tennessee is a big physical team. They look like Rick Barnes teams always look. They're nasty defensively. They're tough. They rebound. They guard hard. And then they get to the NCAA tournament and they lose. You know, and every year they're this and they're that and they're top five and look out for them, and you know, and everyone picks them at NCAA tournament time, only to be sadly disappointed when they check out against you know, some meaningless team. I don't believe in Rick Barnes. That's my bottom line. I don't believe in Rick Barnes. I don't believe Rick Barnes' style of play works in the tournament. And boring people to death is not basketball. I'm not, you know, I know we want to do this again, just like we did last year with Tennessee. There were people who were picking them to win the tournament last year, and it's just utterly laughable. I mean, look, maybe there comes a time where your time comes. It did for Jay Wright. It did for Bennett at Virginia. Maybe this will be the year for Barnes. But until I see him win like one stinking game, I'm not buying any of that. So, you know, you look to me like you always look, Tennessee Duke. You're a big physical team, tough, all that stuff. Going to be really good in league and going to be bounced by round two of the NCAA tournament. All right, here's the deal on this facial recognition thing. College football preview will come next week. Promise. By the way, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa remains in concussion protocol a month later and is going to miss the Pro Bowl. What are you going to do with him? Just out of curiosity, what are you going to do? He's still in concussion protocol. He's a little guy who gets hurt all the time. You know, here's the thing. You know, there's some opportunity to bring Brady in at 46 years old. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think has a better chance of finishing the season in Miami upright? 46-year-old Tom Brady or a little Tua Tagovailoa? Concussion-prone, injury-prone, Tua Tagovailoa. Who do you think has a better chance of finishing the year? We know he's better, okay? We know that, you know, Brady can be 60, 70. He should be better in this gap. But beyond that, who has a better chance of finishing a season?
He's still in concussion protocol?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been a while since that happened.
Dude should probably never come out of concussion protocol.
He needs to get another... Yeah,
look,
something.
When you're stumbling and falling all over like a drunk.
If I had that many concussions,
get back out there, son.
I know. I'd go find something else to do, man.
Right. That's what you should do. Something that height isn't a requirement either. Find something where you don't get concussed and height isn't a requirement, like chess.
Well, if you get concussed, you're not going to be very good at chess.
Well, maybe you'll be better. Maybe he'll improve as a chess player. You know, and again, the longer he plays chess, the fewer concussions he'll have.
That's true.
That's right. He'll finally heal up. Exactly. How about this?
You know, read this now?
Yeah. Knicks owner James Dolan defends MSG's use of facial recognition after letter from New York Attorney General. You are not going to believe what James Dolan is looking for in facial recognition. James Dolan spoke publicly about Madison Square Garden's controversial use of facial recognition at its venues for the first time on Thursday in an interview with Fox 5. The New York Knicks team owner and Madison Square Garden Entertainment Corporation chief executive showed no signs of backing down from the policy, which has been used to remove...
Ready?
What? Who? Multiple attorneys from its venues. This is a real thing, people. I'm not making this crap up.
No.
At Madison Square Garden, if you're suing us, and, you know, why does this guy...
This is his quote.
You know, why does this guy have this laundry list of people who are suing them? At Madison Square Garden, if you're suing us, We're just asking of you, please don't come into the building until you're done with your argument with us, he said. And yes, we're using facial recognition to enforce that.
Can you believe that?
No, except that it's James Dolan. James Dolan spoke publicly for the first time about MSG's facial recognition policy. He downplayed its use and seriousness in an interview with Fox 5. He said, facial recognition is just technology. When I walked into the studio, did you recognize my face? That's facial recognition. No, Jimmy, that's not the same thing at all. Dolan went as far as calling out the New York State Liquor Authority, which apparently threatened to take away Madison Square Garden's liquor license over the company's adverse attorney policy. The agency is way over its skis and is being extremely aggressive, Dolan said. He continued with the threat of his own. They're doing this for publicity, so we're going to give them some publicity, Dolan said. In response to their threats, we could pick a night and shut down all the alcohol in the building. We know our fans would be disappointed. Right, so in other words, James, your threat now is to screw over your own fans by not allowing them alcohol so that you can make a point with somebody else who has a bone of contention with you.
Yeah, somebody suing you.
Right, somebody suing you.
All the fans can sue you.
The 67-year-old then urged fans to contact Sharif Kabir, the SLA State Liquor Authority's chief executive officer, if they don't like the sound of that, providing Kabir's email address, phone number, and extension. I mean, this guy's using his own fans.
I know.
As like a weapon now. He's trying to use his fans as a weapon because now he's involved in a battle with the New York State Liquor Authority. I mean, honestly, Ramona, when I first saw this, I had no idea what this was about. None.
I know. That's why I looked it up.
Right. 10 minutes ago, I had no idea what this was about. But if you had given me 1,000 guesses,
you wouldn't have been.
I would not have guessed that James Dolan is using facial recognition to ban attorneys from the building.
Kick them out. Kick out attorneys. Right.
And by the way, you know, how big a need is there for this?
Attorneys everywhere.
Maybe
he's paranoid and he thinks everybody's an attorney.
But how many are suing him? If he thinks he needs facial recognition.
Right.
That's what we really need to know, Jimmy Dolan. We need to know how many of these cats are actually suing you. Because it would appear that the number must be pretty high if you went to the trouble of putting facial recognition technology in your building. We're done. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Waiting for one of these guys to get paid. Is Lamar Jackson going to try to get $400-500 million?
Somebody would. Listen, he's a former league MVP. He's exceptionally talented, and it's just a matter of him staying on the field. I don't necessarily think it would be a bad investment.
First Name Sports, weekday afternoons from 2 to 6 Eastern.
This is Prime Time with Tim Murray and Sean King on the Sports Map Radio Network.